I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the pitfalls of social media. What do Bernie Sanders, President Obama, and your Thanksgiving Day photos have in common? They're all somewhere in the social media universe. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Conan O'Brien give a few Instagram tips and point out Snapchat campaign traps in today's Punchlines.
Of course, it's no surprise that Thanksgiving is always a big Instagram holiday. Everybody wants that perfect picture to share with their friends, but sometimes the captions aren't quite right. Take a look at a few of these, and I'll show you what I mean. Here's the first one. Looks like a nice family. The caption says, "Our annual game of flag football." More accurate captions to say, "Time to take out some pent-up rage on my nephews." It's like, oh, I didn't know it was tackles. All right. With the blood off, yeah.
This is crazy. After 7 years in office, President Obama has finally joined Facebook. Yeah, so expect a spike in the number of people claiming to have a black friend. That's going to be a lot of people.
Next picture says, "Great to have all the grandkids together on Thanksgiving." The more accurate caption would be, "Rare moment when my grandkids managed to look up from their precious Minecraft long enough to make eye contact with other human beings."
Bernie Sanders, the presidential hopeful and senator from Vermont, joined Snapchat. He tweeted this to announce that he says, "What is this Snapchat thing and why do I only get 10 seconds?" Which I think that was a joke. I hope it was. And maybe he has his mom running social media for him. But Bernie did this, I assume, to appeal to younger voters. But here's the thing. Let's look at that tweet again. I know it's Snapchat, but if you're the oldest candidate running for president, maybe not a great idea to post a drawing of yourself as a ghost. But if you'd like to follow Bernie Sanders, his Snapchat username is Bernie.Sanders. And if you'd like to log in to his account, his password is password. Jeb Bush is on Snapchat.
And finally, here's the last picture. The caption says, "I love my family." Aw. The more accurate caption should be, "I'm the least important member of my family, so they had me take this photo." Like, y'all look good.
Jeb Bush has been on Snapchat for a while because he's cool, too. The Bush campaign just launched a contest that people can enter to win a chance to have dinner with Jeb Bush. You can enter to win dinner with him. The contest is called "Will Someone Please Come Hang Out With Me?" Weird thing. Is this a contest or is Jeb just lonely? If I won this contest, I would spend the whole dinner holding Jeb in my arms and telling him everything's going to be all right.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.